Hello, my name is Percy and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to ask you a few questions. So, do you or does anyone in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. Thank you. So that would be a no. All right. So as you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, Lake County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th?
Republican.
Oh, but I'm sorry. Would you say you're going to definitely vote? You're very likely to vote. You're somewhat.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely voting. I'm trying to get as many Democrats out as possible.
All right, thank you. So you said you're registered as a Republican, right?
Actually, I'm a registered independent.
Registered independent?
But I vote Republican.
All right, thank you. So what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you some categories and tell me which one you fit?
82.
82, all right, thank you. So generally
I'm seeing this country going down the tubes.
All right, so generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, you know, that's a hard question to answer. And I would say I think they're going in the right direction. But there are certain things that could be fixed. But I would say they're going pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. Thank you. So from the following list that I'm going to read you, which issues should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes, illegal immigration, traffic and congestion, protecting the environment, crime and public safety, hurricane and flooding preparation, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, taxes and county government spending, property insurance costs, or affordable housing?
All of the above.
All right,
they
but
need to get rid of the illegal. I spoke to a man yesterday that was in the service, our military, and they didn't have room for this, for these men down here in the Keys, and they're living in a shelter, while the illegals are having a nice time for $375 a night in New York.
All right, so would you say illegal immigration is the biggest issue right now?
To me, yes.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could, please indicate if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion about them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Joe Biden.
I would put a big black dot on his head.
All right, so would that be very unfavorable then?
You better believe it.
All right. What about Rick Ramsey?
Oh, I like Rick Ramsey, yes. Yes.
All right.
I'm very pro.
All right, so very favorable.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So what about Holly Merrill Rashine?
Very favorable.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Paul Wunderlich?
I'm sorry, I do not know that name.
All right, no worries. What about Ron DeSantis?
Oh, I love Ron. Very favorable.
All right. And what about Melissa Tomei?
Again, you know, be honest with you, when it comes to politics, since Biden's gotten in, I really don't pay attention very much to the news. So a lot of people that you're asking me about, I'm not familiar with. with my husband not being here anymore, who was always on top of all of this, he would know who everybody is. So there are people that you're asking me about, and I really don't know who they are.
All right, understandable. No worries. So I'm thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were being held today, amongst the following candidates, for who would you vote for? Number one, Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate?
Oh, Holly Rashine.
Holly Rashine, all right, thank you. So would you say that you're going to definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
Highly.
Definitely. All right. So as you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the election. So which opinion comes closest to your own view? Number one, I could never vote for Republican candidates, and if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate, I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot. Or number two, I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them.
I would vote to the Republican candidate once I learn more about them. Once election time comes and they start having things in newspapers, that's when I'll buy newspapers. When all this garbage with the Palestinians and Israel, I don't want to read about it.
All right, understandable, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashine is doing as your county commissioner?
Oh, I think she's doing a very good job.
All right.
Very favorable.
All right, so strongly approve then?
Excuse me?
Strongly approve?
Oh, yes.
All right, perfect, thank you. So all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? Number one, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government. Or number two, a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community.
I think I'd like somebody who's fresh.
Someone who's fresh, I thank you. Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Oh, please, too fast.
All right, thank you.
There's not an inch of grass left.
All right, thank you. So which of the following would you say is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? Number one, a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, so like lowering taxes and fighting crime. Or number two, a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County.
Making it more affordable.
More affordable. All right. Thank you. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
Oh, would you read that to me again?
For sure. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with the 86 units of workforce housing?
Oh, I'm all for that. Those people need that up there.
All right. So do you strongly favor then?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you.
And I know that there's been a big battle over that, and I don't know how the outcome's going to be.
All right. So as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging TraumaStar helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. So which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Number one, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. Or number two, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
Two, because we need the infrastructure. My God, the roads down here in Key West are horrible.
All right, thank you. So if you know the following statements about Holly Merrill Rashine were true, would each of these statements make you much more likely to want to support her for a county commission, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference? So the first statement is, Holly Rashine understands that a healthy environment makes Montrose County economy strong. Rashine has prioritized water quality improvement projects like coral reef and Everglades restoration and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. So does this make you much more likely to want to support her? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does it make no difference? Hello? Hello, is anybody there? Hello, is anybody there?